The following podcast is intended for listeners over the age of 18. It contains mature subjects and adult discussions, so listener discretion is advised. As we are not doctors or psychiatrists, all advice is for novelty purposes only. All advice and discussion comes from our own personal experiences. Yours may well be different. Welcome to the Swing Set. Climb on up, there's always a swing available. On Life on the Swing Set, the podcast, we explore open relationships and swinging. The pleasures and passions, the promise and pitfalls. We discuss all aspects of swinging in a fun, open, and welcoming fashion, with a gleam in our eye, a bounce in our step, our hand down your pants. I've got ahead of myself there. We may be biased. In fact, we most certainly are. But we don't sugarcoat, and each of us speaks honestly and earnestly about our thoughts, ideas, and experiences throughout our very own lives on the swing set. Thanks for swinging by. Hope you enjoy. Okay, welcome to Life on the Swing Set, the podcast. This is episode 8, looking for fun and friends online. I am Cooper, and with me today on the podcast is...
Kylie.
Sasha Darling.
And Dylan.
All right, today we are going to be discussing many of the ways to find other people online. Three major sites in our local area. But before we get started with that, I was wondering if anyone had any business. I know, Sasha, you had a big thing with your website.
Yes, we had our very, very first online order from somebody just out there in Webland.
So it's just no connection to any previous sales. It just came and ordered from your website. That's awesome.
Absolutely. It was amazing, you know, to see that little light go off and look at the name and realize it was nobody that I knew.
Did you have a little O from that one?
Yeah, just a little.
Just a little.
Did you ring the bell that you have on the side of your computer? You know, that says, oh, I got a sale, ding, 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 ding.
No, I did make a few phone calls, though, and send some texts out.
Excellent.
Well, I know what to get you as a present, then.
An order from her website?
Or no, little bell? The little bell. I mean, the little order from those wouldn't be so bad, but just a cowbell or something like that.
I had a little business. I found out that you can buy condoms from Amazon.
Oh,
which
awesome.
I didn't know. And I also found out that Amazon has a subscription thing where you tell it how often you want the same delivery, and it will just... immediately, every so many months, it'll charge your card and send you the same product you ordered.
So for you, it will be a weekly delivery?
Absolutely. No, it was a really amazing price. You know, the Trojan Magnums, which are really expensive sometimes, there was two 36-pack boxes for $25, free shipping.
Wow.
So check out condoms on Amazon. Highly recommended. Surprisingly. Anyone else have any business, or shall we jump right into the topic?
Let's go for it.
I'm ready to jump right in.
All right. So, we have representatives on this podcast who have used each of these services. I'm going to be talking about three tonight. Probably don't have all of them. I know I don't have all of them. May not have any in your area, but these seem to be the common ones in the Midwest, at least. There's Dull Friend Finder, which is... probably one of the largest adult finding sites. There's Swing Lifestyle and Lifestyle Lounge, which is my personal favorite and the one that Life on the Swing Set actually endorses. So I know Kylie is on Adult Friend Finder still.
Yeah, that's not my call on that one.
And we're trying to
sounds like a rigging
ease
endorsement.
Her off of that.
Kylie, what keeps you on that one?
Fiance, Garth, he wants to use it because in his mind, even though your services are very, very limited when it's free, he knows how to work the system, and his mentality is no site can guarantee you the experiences or people that you meet, so by staying on AFF and being free, he's able to work it enough that we can still meet people without paying for anything.
How's it been going lately?
Don't ask.
So that would... That would mean that his mentality is not actually working.
Yeah, but it's one of those things that's not, we're so busy right now anyways, we don't have a lot of time to meet a lot of new couples, and so I'm not willing to get in an argument over it.
So it's a healthy disagreement.
Basically, yeah, we have enough couples right now that we are satisfied, but AFF has caused us a lot of drama from the people we've met on there, or fake people, fake profiles. And it's a very buggy system. Even when you do pay for it, it's still very buggy, where you will be talking to somebody, they won't receive the messages, or you won't receive it. So, but
Well,
we
that's
have
one of
met
the
a couple
funny
people
things
there.
about AFF is it is most, I can't say this for certain, but by all appearances, it is the highest end design-wise, layout-wise, build-wise of the three sites we are talking about tonight. Yet, at the same time, all this eye candy that they put into the layout and the design of the site certainly does not equivalent user experience, not only from the people. I've had some bad experiences with people we met on AFF. I know, Sasha, you moved from AFF pretty quickly.
Cooper, I'm sorry, but it's been a while since we've been on there. I mean, we started on there, and I tell you this, if I didn't find Lifestyle Lounge, we would not be in the swing scene. I think life, and so maybe Adult Friend Finder has changed somewhat in the last 2 or 3 years.
No, it hasn't.
Okay, then I think Lifestyle Lounge is much more user friendly.
Well, and it's not the user friendliness I'm talking about. Lifestyle Lounge and Swing Lifestyle especially have a very distinct kind of homemade feel.
Well, for example, Lifestyle Lounge is it's flying the GeoCities flag as far as web design is concerned, so.
Yeah, it looks like it was built in 2000, maybe.
Also, AFF is more, I guess, have been agreed on the term meat market, where you get a lot of single guys that even though if you put in your profile, giant capital, glowing neon flashing lights, no single males, they still will bombard you with messages. But we have found a couple couples on there because if you search AFF pops out of everything. I've actually been on a couple porn sites that you get a giant, advertisement for this website. So I think so many people are there because of how big it is. They think that because, it's so big that and there's lots of people that they're gonna have more of a chance of finding somebody.
Well, it's one of the things that turned me off on Adult Friend Finder, even before I was considering the lifestyle. I'd occasionally be on a porn site, or even just a cracked.com site that had something sexy or stupid on it. There'd be these really racy Adult Friend Finder links on the side, and or ads on the side, and they're just, it's not that they were tasteless, it's just that they were definitely not tasteful. And I figured if they're going to advertise in that way, then why would I want to be there? It kind of goes to the kind of people they're going to recruit.
My philosophy with these sites has become that, yes, Lifestyle Lounge is the most expensive of these three, and you're going to expect to pay, I think, $25, $26 a month if you buy on a monthly basis. You can get it down to 15, 16 a month if you buy on more than a monthly basis. But the reason that is good is because most of the people on Adult Friend Finder, a lot of the people on Swing Lifestyle are freebie people, and I'm not saying that Kylie, you and Darth are like this, but freebie people don't really have the respect for the site or the people because they're not paying to be there. When you're paying to be somewhere, you have a lot more respect for what you're doing. And I found just immensely different types of people on Lifestyle Lounge versus Adult Friend Finder, because you find people who want to be there, are willing to actually get together and meet, not just string you along and trade pics. And that it really makes a significant difference, I think.
I think mainly he's just being stubborn, so I'll take a baseball bat to his head a few times, and I'm pretty sure I can get him to switch over.
Well, that's pretty stubborn.
I just think that's what I mainly think it is. He just doesn't want to. He wants to respect people like that, but yet with money tight, he doesn't want. He's worried about switching over, paying all this extra stuff, and then still getting the same results as AFF. Even though the probability of that is lower, he still doesn't. Still worried. So we'll see.
Well, I'll tell you, there are a couple of things that I do like about Lifestyle Lounge. it may be flying the GeoCities flag as far as web design, but it's
And we are web snobs.
And I was just going to say, I have no idea what a GeoCity flag or sign or whatever it is. I just know I like it better.
Well, if you were browsing the web in 1995, you'd know what I was talking about. despite that, they have a very, very robust search function that, it lets you search by geography, the type of introduction you're looking for.
The style, the level of swinging you're looking for.
Yes, it's very configurable. And you know what? It also encourages people to fill in that information so that it is searchable. So it's not like you're getting a lot of generic search hits when you do it. You actually do get relatively good hits. It also encourages good photo taking, good community participation. The forums are actually very well participated in. And there is there's a relatively modern web chat application built into it. I mean, I've been on there a few times, and
it's certainly far more effective than the other two websites' chat features. I will say that I've used all three, and while Lifestyle Lounge is still lagging way behind pretty much any other web-based chat, it's definitely far more robust than others.
You know what, guys, I have to say, as far as Adult Friend Finder and Lifestyle Lounge, one of my biggest things that I like about Lifestyle Lounge is that front profile picture. On AFF, all it is a camera shot of your, lower region. On Lifestyle Lounge, it's forbidden. There is no nudity, no frontal nudity allowed on that front picture. It allows you to see who the people are more.
Or it encourages creativity. You see a lot of profile pictures that are far more interesting than just the pussy shot.
Yes, I cannot stand that.
And you know, I don't mean to be like a cheerleader for Lifestyle Lounge. I mean, I like it, but it's
I'm all for being a cheerleader. I've officially decided that is the website we endorse.
Yep.
And believe me, they're not giving me any money. They probably are actually grumpy we're spending so much time on them, but that is the website.
Well, you know what? I'll go ahead and put on my skirt and pom-poms and cheerlead for Lifestyle Lounge then. But, if there are other decent sites out there that, hit the Midwest region, please let us know. Chime in, comment in, and we'll take a look, because while we do enjoy Lifestyle Lounge, we're not wedded to it for life, so...
I've been talking a lot with Mr. Swap Foo for the Swap Foo podcast, which is another swinger podcast that I really enjoy. And he and his wife are on SDC and have just started another one. And I brought them over to Lifestyle Lounge, and they also said that it's pretty much the best they've seen. So it seems like the community is what's the most important. And Lifestyle Lounge goes out of their way to kind of filter out the part of the community that we're not really interested in being there. They make sure you fill out extensive profile notes. You can't just subscribe and then fill out your information. You kind of have to apply to be a member, and that application involves saying in a few paragraphs, this is who we are, this is what we're looking for, this is what level we want, and it really encourages a lot of information from you, which I think is very important for anyone who's looking to meet someone online, is to have the most information you can in your profile and then look for profiles with lots of information in them.
Cooper, I have one thing to say real quick. You know what? The four of us look for more of that community, more of that friendship that goes along with the sex. There are people out there that may just want to meet, have sex, and never see those people again. For those people, you know what? That's maybe what AFF is for.
Absolutely. And that's, more power to mm-hmm. those people.
Yeah.
And there's
what
also...
they actually advertise, too. If you see a lot of their advertisements, it's like, I'm horny and ready right now in your city. Come find me.
Yeah, my favorite AFF ad is
do.
The, it's on YouPorn or TubeAid or something. It's the one that says, why play with yourself? Find a real woman today or something like that. It's kind of appalling.
Yeah.
It encourages a lot of single male participation, I think, and there's a big imbalance due to that.
Absolutely. And, Sasha, to go on what you were saying, though, mm-hmm. people who are looking for more quick hookups and are not looking for the more community, friendship-oriented, there's the booty call feature on Lifestyle Lounge.
Yes.
Which is you put out a call saying, here's what I'm looking for. I'm in town tonight. I'm going to be here. And you decide the level of participation. You know, if it's mm-hmm. we're going to get drinks and then see what happens, or... it's sex if you want sex. You know, it can be any level you'd like.
Oh, I'm fully aware of that function, as I finally just gave my husband his very first solo booty call on Friday. However, I guess I put it out a little too late. Yeah, he had for his very first hall pass, but it was unsuccessful. We were very close. We had one couple calls. She verified that I was okay with everything, and then they couldn't find a sitter.
Mm-hmm. That's a bummer. I'm familiar with that one.
Mm-hmm. they want to meet again another night, so we'll see.
Very cool. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, so you know, going along with on the site, you choose any of these three sites. Obviously, you know, I have used all three. Swing Lifestyles got its up points. Even AFF, we've met one or two good couples through AFF. So your opinion may vary. The thing to remember is find the site that seems to fit what you're looking for. And once you get in there, it's very important to be specific about what kind of relationship you're looking for. So when you're building a profile, Sasha, what advice would you have for someone building their first profile on any of these sites?
Don't be afraid to put what you want. You know, what you're looking for from this experience, you know, even if it sounds a little odd to you, you know what, especially at first, I'm sure there are hundreds of people out there that would be very interested in the same things that you would.
And, you know, you'll find your profile will evolve, of course, because you're going to learn what, you know, you should ask for and what you don't need to ask for. You're going to learn what's important in a profile and what's not. And most important is, you know, be honest with yourself about what you're looking for. And, you know, you don't necessarily have to put no single men in all caps with lots of exclamation points. Just say it once and say it calmly. You know, some of the nicest profiles I've seen say specifically, you know, guys, we're just not looking for a single man, but if we decide we are, we'll come find you. Mm-hmm. You know, that keeps that to a minimum. And on at least LL, you can block messages from single male profiles. So,
and you know, I think that you know, you have to kind of build an introductory paragraph, you know, just about you in general, and then you know, go on and say what you're looking for. I think it's when you're figuring out what you actually want from the site, it's good to figure out how specific you want to be. You know, just like doing any search on any search engine in the world, you can be as inclusive or as exclusionary as you want to be. So if you're really set on finding, you know, a swinger female couple, blonde only, you know, 6 foot tall, you can do that and you can specify that, but it's going to be a lot tougher to find a match. But if you're going to go a little too wide and say, you know, we're looking for anybody willing to fuck, then you're going to get a lot of potentially false positives. So if you can strike a balance, both specifying what you want, what you're looking for, and not be too picky or specific, I think you'll find a good match. You know, for example, if you say, you know, you're interested in a full, in another couple, you know, male, female, full swap, you're willing to, you know, meet at a bar or go out and do something fun and then see where things go from there. Not guaranteeing sex on the first date, but you're not totally against it, you'll get a good amount of matches, but at the same time, you're not going to exclude a huge chunk of the population. I mean, the people you will exclude, people that are interested in soft swap only, people that are interested in only voyeuristic experiences, you know, if you're going to watch the other couple fuck but not play with them, you know, those are the type of exclusions that are necessary if you want to have a good first meetup. But if you start going into really deep physical details, you know, which you're entitled to do, you'll just have your matches will be fewer and far between, that's all.
We're going to take a quick break. We will be back in a minute, and we will be talking about pictures for your profile, because that's a very important part of any lifestyle profile. So we'll be right back. You are listening to Life on the Swing Set, a podcast by and for the sexually open. We remind you that all advice and opinions on our show are products of our individual experiences in the lifestyle and should in no way be taken as anything more than commentary. Your mileage will most certainly vary. If you'd like to reach us for advice, to ask a question, or leave a comment, email us at contact@lifeontheswingset.com or leave us a voicemail at 573-55-SWING. That's 573-557-9464. As always, thanks for listening, and now back to our show. Okay, we're back, and before we move on to the taking pictures and tips on that, Sasha has a very important thing for you to remember about your profile.
Please, everyone, please use spell check. If you have to type it in another document first and spell check it there and then copy and paste it back in, please spell check. Poor grammar is one of my biggest turnoffs. If I start to read your profile and there's, you know, absolutely everything is misspelled or your sentences aren't complete, I just X right out of them. And I know maybe it's just, you know, one of my pet peeves, but I have a feeling that it might be, you know, quite frequent with everybody.
Well, I think that's important to remember in general is that, you know, this is like a first date, this, you know, this thing. They're only going to get the bare minimum surface information about you. They're going to get an idea of what you look like. They're going to get an idea of how you think and what you're looking for. And any one of those little things that may flip the switch and turn them off, they're probably not going to have even the slightest inkling to talk to you. So you really want to put your best foot forward.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that, and probably the most important part, is pictures. Because I know personally, I don't go to any profile that doesn't have pictures, simply because I'm, you know, you'll see this a lot online. We are not Ken and Barbie. My wife and I are not Ken and Barbie, but we understand that attraction is the first part of this process. So having good pictures that show off you in a realistic fashion is far better than artsy airbrushed things that don't actually show anything about you, and also far better than just cock and pussy shots.
Also, part of that, when you take the photos, make sure that they've been taken within the last, I don't know, 5 years, preferably sooner, because we've seen profiles where someone puts a picture of themselves, but it was from 10 years ago, and they don't look nothing like they did 10 years ago. So you're immediately lying to the people that you're trying to meet up, and so then when you meet them in person, you're going, you're not who I met online.
And the thing is, you know, I don't know if you feel that your personality is so good that you can overcome the obstacle of, yes, I gained 50 pounds, but look how awesome I am when you meet them. But I can tell you when somebody shows up to meet me, I want them to have a pretty damn good idea of who they're meeting. You know, I'm very much okay with, yeah, I'm not interested because I am who I am. So if you're not interested, you're not interested. That's cool. But
and you know,
none of this playing
really,
around.
Really crappy cell phone pictures won't cut it either. I know, you know, if you have a newer Android phone or an iPhone or something, it's possible to get some good pictures out of that. But you got to kind of take your time, and you don't need to do it in a portrait studio. But if you have shadows and bags under your eyes, that, you know, it, stuff that makes you look worse than you are is just as unrepresentative as if you're taking, you know, just portrait shots that you end up doing airbrushing with after. I mean, you know, get something that's both flattering and realistic, and, you know, we'll work with it and try for something relatively high resolution. I mean, you know, don't just go with a 400 by 300 thumbnail or a thumbnail. Go with at least 1280 by 1024, something that'll fill up most people's screens. And we're not expecting to be able to see every pore on your face or, you know, other area, but just something
not
that really shows who you are, and it's kind of nice.
Okay, I have to say one thing real quick here. Please, when you're taking pictures, please look at what's in your background. I don't want to see the kids' toys in the bathtub, and I don't want to see your piles of dirty laundry on the floor either. It's very distracting to me when I'm trying to look at you, you know.
I didn't know people did that.
Yeah, neither did I.
Oh, yes, you know. I cannot stand when I'm trying to see somebody and, you know, there's all of this clutter and junk in the background. I can't see them. I don't
It's the
know.
best foot forward thing again. No, absolutely. I mean,
Well,
if
you
you.
know, it also shows how much effort they're putting into it. If they're not willing to put a little bit of
I don't
effort,
think that they
5 minutes
realize
of
it.
effort into taking a
Yeah.
decent photo.
But I
Well,
don't
they
think
may not
that they
realize it, but if
realize
they're just taking a self shot in the mirror, then that's not a lot of effort put
it.
forward into
Well,
taking
I would just hope they look at the photo before they put it online.
Well, I think
That
that
too.
they do, but these are pictures that obviously somebody else took of them. And here's there's all this laundry and stuff on their floor.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, No, I you know, another pet peeve of mine, sorry.
No, that's okay. Well, here's something that's an important discussion.
Oh yeah, there's a whole section of the internet dedicated to people that take self shots that have like their kid in it, or you know they're taking it in the bathroom and there's something that really shouldn't be shown or whatever it is. So it's obviously a common problem.
Basically, how much effort you put into the pictures in your profile and the communication between you and the other couples will show how much respect you have for yourself and what you're going into. Because the lifestyle needs to be respected in every single way. And by taking these simple steps that really aren't that difficult, it's showing that you respect yourself, the other couple, and the lifestyle.
Absolutely. Now, privacy. This is an important concern, especially when you're going online and putting a profile up. There are restrictions in place. There are privacy features on all three of these websites. One of my favorite things about the privacy features on Lifestyle Lounge is anyone who's a basic member, which is the free membership, and before they're verified as being real people, can see the first gallery. The second gallery is only for people who are verified as being real, and they have to be verified by another member of the community. So that's a very important thing. And the third gallery is password protected, and you are free to give that password to anyone you want, or just whitelist them, which is to open up those pictures. So here's the question is, do you take these pictures that show your face and put them on a website that could get you in trouble potentially? What do you guys think?
Cooper, you know I have my picture with my face all over our, you know, profile
I do know that,
in
yes.
every single category. You know, I figured if you're on here, you're on here to be on here, you know, and I have no problem hiding it.
I generally, because I'm on Lifestyle Lounge, the public photo and the verified photo, I don't put my face on it. Whether I gently scrub it out with a little bit of a blur or just take a body shot, I'll generally do that. And then if there are people that I want to meet, I think it's important to see a face shot. I'm not going to
Absolutely.
exclude people without it, but I like seeing people's faces and I understand that. So if there's a couple I'm interested in, I'm going to whitelist them or give them the password, and there are going to be a couple face shots there, and people get to see
It also,
what I got.
I think part of it is what do you do in life? Because I know a couple people that are either they're teachers or they work in a job where their job could actually be affected if they're known about this.
Pope.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, you never know these
Hey, the
days.
Pope is still in there even after all the pedophile crap. So I don't think his job would
But some
be
jobs
affected by being a swinger.
they legally cannot do it, but that doesn't stop them from making up something else that because you were found online, because you know nowadays Facebook and like that, you're not hired if you're seeing if your picture doesn't agree with what your boss said, sees. So especially a part of this, if you're that worried, then you know just do a full body shot, blow out your I mean wipe out your face, and then in the password area make your face picture, or wait and then after you talk to the couples for a little bit, message back and forth, then send them a face picture,
Well, all these
something like
sites do
that.
offer the ability to email from within the site and attach a photo. And so if you are concerned about that photo being linked to this profile, that's probably a good way for you to do it, is get have your face picture that you send out and just attach it to your email correspondence with this couple. Now, the other question is in the privacy realm. What do you show? What don't you show? I mean, do you want to go hardcore? Do you want to stay tasteful? Do you want? I think most lifestyle people will agree that if there's no nudity on your profile, maybe just not going to contact you. There's got to be a little bit of nudity in there. You got to be a little risque. You got to be a little willing to show something in there. That's maybe just my opinion.
But you don't want... Nice risque, meaning I don't need to see a close-up of you giving your husband a blowjob, because that doesn't tell me anything. Okay, she likes to do blowjobs.
No, that probably is the most common photo.
I was going to say, I'm not going to complain too much about that one. I kind of like that one.
But to me, it's okay, it's an extra picture, but it doesn't give any information to me, at least as far as, you know, you can't really see that much.
Oh, no, these are, you know, assuming you already have your pictures that showcase you, just how much are you willing to show? Because do remember, any photo placed online does have the potential of winding up somewhere else. Period. You know, Lifestyle Lounge has this little thing where they'll put a little watermark over it that says this is exclusive for Lifestyle Lounge usage. My argument with that is, well, that immediately tells people where you're hanging out if they find your picture on there. So it's not just, you know, it doesn't protect in any way, shape, or form. If that's it. So be aware of this. I'm not saying be afraid of it. I'm just saying be aware of it and really think about it and discuss with your partner what would happen in our lives if this photo was made public some way.
Also part of that privacy thing, if you decide to go in and delete your profile off of any site, make sure that you go in first and delete all pictures, videos, whatever, because a lot of websites, even if you delete your profile, they will still keep the pictures, and the pictures will still be active.
Facebook's like that.
Facebook, yeah. And I personally was on another site that, luckily they were nice enough to give you a warning that before you delete your profile, they said, before you do that, you do realize understanding that we will keep all your pictures. If you do not want these, you have to actually go in and delete them one by one. So just to be aware of, also part of that, if you decide one day, okay, we're done, just by going and deleting your profile does not delete the pictures.
Another important privacy concern with these three websites I know is all three of them have a public face. And that public face will display example profiles. And these example profiles are real profiles. So unless you're comfortable with your main photo that may show you showing up on their public face, which is for people who aren't even logged into the website, make sure in the settings you say you do not want a public profile, or you want to turn off their direct website link to your profile. I found this out through the forums on LL that they had this because there was a big uproar over their front page. And, you know, I go on before I've even logged in, and there are several people who I've seen on the website displayed right there on their front page. So that's something to consider as well.
I thought that you had to actually put yourself on there, on that little list that says, you know, that front page list.
They may have actually changed that now because of the uproar, but I know
at least
initially
on Lifestyle Lounge, when I signed up, you had to opt in.
Yeah, you have. That's something you have to opt in, I believe.
Well, that's good to know. But be aware.
You were scaring me for a little bit there.
Basically, be aware when you're creating any kind of profile, read what your privacy settings are, because some websites like Facebook, for example, won't, you know, they even have having all kinds of issues with privacy. Go in there, look at your privacy settings, read everything. Who do you want looking at what pictures? How do you want it? All of it is just being conscious and aware.
Absolutely. So, now, we have a profile, we have pictures, what do we do now? Probably want to go searching for people, huh?
Sounds like a good idea.
Thank you. What?
You start out saying, I'm Buck and I want to fuck.
Oh.
That's a way to go. Probably not the best way.
Don't contact me.
What do you guys, I mean, I'm not going to ask for specifics, but how do you start, you know, going on your searches, or do you wait for people to contact you? What's your dealio?
I always get really excited, and I'm always like, ooh, who's around me? So what I'll do is probably just do a general search that, you know, couples, and then see who's within a certain mile radius just to see.
And these searches can all be modified with things like age ranges, location,
Smoking,
smoking
drinking.
preferences, drinking preferences, all these important things that do factor into the kind of people you want to spend time with. You can do that with the searches.
I like to combine the location search with who's online, and I like to try and chat people up that are actually online, maybe get in a little video chat, or just, a little bit of text chat, see, feel them out.
And
I
I
know
know
that I've been.
both AFF and Lifestyle Lounge have video chat as well as audio chat.
Yes.
I don't know about Swing Lifestyle.
Yeah, I'm also big in the forums. I like to post, even if it's just general advice stuff. Just to, I know that I've asked a few questions and gotten some very good responses, so I like to try and contribute as much as possible back to that.
And there are some extensive forums that'll give you a lot of information. Even more so, if you like someone, you can see their forum posts, so you can see their opinions on some major lifestyle issues. Because there's always people discussing, what do you do with a bi male, or what do you do about this? Or I know Dylan, one of the first questions you asked was grooming tips.
Yes.
Yes.
How do you avoid
Ball
irritation as
shaving
much as
tips, kind of.
possible? Yeah, stuff like that. And I got some very good responses, and I ended up. By the way, guys, if you've never shaved your balls before, please do. And if you want to shave those nether regions, what we found works well is to actually use Neosporin, or generic Neosporin, it as the lather, I guess. It stays down there. Usually, I don't need to reapply, and it cut down on our irritations a lot. It works for both Tonya and I, so.
And so we
Interesting.
learned this from the forums, which is good.
Another one of my favorite ways to search people, LL has different events, so I like to go in and look at the events, and on the event that would be close to my house and coming up next, I'd like to see who's attending. And I
Oh yeah,
look,
that's a fun
and
way to
then
do it.
from there, I go in to look at their profiles. And I want to see how many people that I might be interested are attending an event so I can know if I want to go. And then I also try to contact them before and say, hey, stop by for a drink or just to say hello, so you can already have an idea of who you want to chat with when you get there.
Well, not only that, it takes away from that moment of, oh God, we're here in a strange place. Who are we going to go talk to? You automatically have, okay, we've already talked to this person. Let's go right for them. And for the other person, it's the same thing. It's not, oh God, are we going to meet anybody? It's like, hey, they've already looked at us. So, we're probably going to meet them. We're going to talk to them. Maybe we'll meet some other people. So it takes away a lot of the stress and pressure of the meeting.
I don't know if the other two sites have it, but I know AFF, you can actually see who's actually looked at your profile, which is actually kind of fun because you may see someone and go and be like, oh, they wouldn't be interested in us or whatever, and then you can see that they've actually looked at your profile and how often they have. So that's kind of fun too to see when you've been on there a while and you've looked through a bunch of profiles to see, oh, they looked at me. Oh, wow, that's cool. Let me see if I can message them and see if there's something going on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, LL doesn't have that, but we have something, a wish list. So if you're a little nervous to contact somebody, you can add them to your wish list, which kind of says, hint, hint, we're interested. And then, they'll message you back if they are.
And one thing that I would implore everyone listening to do is respond to every email, whether it's positive or negative, even if you have a canned response. And I do. For negative responses, basically saying, "Thanks for looking at our profile. We're glad you like what you see. Unfortunately, I don't know that we're compatible, and I hope you find what you're looking for in your search." Just something as simple as that. So there's not a whole lot of wondering, did they get the email? That's it. Basic common courtesy, still very important on these websites.
Especially because a lot of times all these people usually know each other. So if you, are, I'll say, rude to somebody and not meaning to be, they might tell somebody else that you were going to meet, well, these couple was rude, even though they shouldn't. And then you might lose a couple couples because of that.
Could find yourself blacklisted. So we're not going to discuss getting together or meeting up with couples because we've already We've already discussed that in our first few podcasts. This is more about, you know, how to acclimate yourself to the web-based searches. Does anyone have anything last that they'd like to wrap it up with for their advice for using these online sites?
Take your time. If you don't find something your first couple days, first week, that's fine. Take your time. Find what you really want. We don't just jump into the first couple unless that's what you're into. You know, feel free to be picky and take your time so you're happy with your choice, so you're happy with your first time swinging.
After you meet someone, whether you like them or not, post some kind of review on the website. I mean, if, you know, they're absolutely horrible, you may not want to put something, or you may want to put something depending on how strongly you feel about it. But if they're nice people but you're not interested, write it. I mean, put a review on their profile. See, they're very nice. You know, we didn't end up meeting, or we didn't have a meeting of minds, but, you know, we'd recommend them to someone else. Or if you just absolutely loved them, same thing. Write about it. People look at the reviews. I look at the reviews of other couples, and it's, you know, just another bit of information that goes into making the decision on whether you want to be interested in people or not. So definitely review people.
Absolutely. Sasha, you got any last-minute advice?
You know what? I just think that everybody should just enjoy their time on these websites. You know, look around. You know, play with the site. Explore the whole thing fully. Don't just go in there to the search. Look for the people. You know, look for through the whole site. You'll never know what you're going to find, because I'm still finding new things.
Okay, well, that's it for the episode about online dating and looking for fun and friends online. If you want to email us or have any questions, you can email us at contact@lifeontheswingset.com. We do have an advice page, and Tyler gives swinger advice, so you can get us through contact@lifeontheswingset or Tyler@lifeontheswingset, as well as through the advice page. You can also call us and leave a voicemail and leave an angry rant if that's your thing. It's 573-55-SWING. That's 573-557-9464. I'm Cooper.
Kylie.
I'm Dylan.
And this is Sasha.
And we will see you next time. Thanks for swinging by.